This is a time when small things, even promises we only hope can be kept, lift our spirits. Last week, Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, the producing director of Capitol Rep, announced the postponement of the summer show, Sister Act, the musical. It was, she said, construction issues related to COVID that caused the delay. However, as if to compensate for the immediate loss of Sister Act, Mancinelli Cahill promised that the Irish and How We Got That Way will find a slot in a new 2020-2021 season at the new theater space. To understand the optimism of the scheduling, a little history is in order. The last live theater production I attended was The Irish and How We Got That Way. It opened at Capitol Repertory Theater on March 10th. The review never ran because Governor Cuomo announced the banning of future mass gatherings the next day. Even though there has been more serious heartbreak since the shutdown of The Irish, it was at the time stinging for Capitol Rep and the cast. This was the final show at the Market Theater on North Pearl Street in downtown Albany. The space was once a Grand Cash supermarket, converted in 1981 to a temporary theater space. In this case, temporary lasted 30 years. A final production to honor those 30 years, filled with fond memories, was taken away from the theater, Mancinelli Cahill, and the theater supporters. It was more a shame because The Irish How We Got That Way is the kind of show that has you leaving the theater in a good mood and reflective on how important history is to a culture. And make no mistake, theater is a culture as much as are the Irish, the Italians, or name any nationality. The show is a charming mix between music and dance and includes a lot of storytelling. In performance, it's either a play or a musical review. Actually, it's a form of vaudeville. And for this production of ethnic vaudeville, Capitol Rep assembled a cast that was ideal individually and wonderful as an ensemble. Mancinelli Cahill says it is her goal to reunite the cast for the revival. In a recent email, Mancinelli Cahill, who directed the production, addressed its success by saying, "I think the exuberant nature of the music with folks that are real Irish storytellers was particularly special because we were all working to make it completely our own." To see how successful Mancinelli Cahill was in making the show completely our own is possible in the near future by going to the YouTube channel of Irish Repertory Theater. The new digitized version of their original production, Irish, will soon be available. For information on Irish Rep, go to irishrep.org. The Irish and How We Got That Way was created by Frank McCourt, the author of Angela's Ashes, for Irish Rep back in 1988. It was a loosely thrown together piece of material, but wonderfully entertaining and designed for specific actors. For other theaters who produced the work, the presentation was kind of extemporaneous. The result is every production of The Irish is unique unto itself. Mancinelli Cahill says that Irish Rep is a delightful bunch who are incredibly supportive of our efforts to make it our own. So when you go to Irish Rep's YouTube site, and you should, you will have a sense of what you missed this March at Capitol Rep. Be aware, it's not the same. It's a different cast with different staging. And above all, it's not live. If nothing else, it will give you even more reason to hope we can all soon gather together and enjoy live theater in the not-so-distant future. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.